Almighty Yahweh rest upon you. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. We do want to welcome you aboard of the Voice of Victory broadcast. We do bless the house of Yahweh tonight. You that are listening on this frequency, we welcome you in the mighty name of Almighty Yahweh. May His anointing richly overpower you, and the strength of His wisdom fill your heart. We do want to speak to you tonight that you may understand the message, the truth that utters from the voice of this man of Yahweh. We see the nation of America as she toils and spins, twisting to and fro. She espouses all kinds of doctrines. You have the doctrines of the Caucasians, those of the African Americans. You have doctrines of the Church of God in Christ, the Church of God, the Episcopal of God, the Lutherans, and all kinds of doctrines that this nation espouses. Yet the anger of Yahweh is kindled against the nations of the world. The wrath, the anger of Yahweh is going to be poured out upon the four corners of the world. And no nation shall escape the wrath and the vengeance of Almighty Yahweh. And the reason that is so, this nation, as all the nations of the world, even if they are steeped in poverty, there is a spirit of pride that they denounce the very power of Yahweh, and they resist the truth of Messiah, the Son of Yahweh, Yahshua. They resist this profound truth that would cleanse and sanctify man, that he may be meet for the Master's or Yahweh's use. And this nation, as she has espoused her doctrines and things that are not based upon the Torah, the Tanakh, what the prophets, Moshe, and the men of old, as they profoundly proclaim the word of faith, the word of strength, with the anointing, the Kodesh Ruah of Yahweh, not by some ghostly spirit, but by the Spirit of Almighty Yahweh. Scriptures tells us that Daniel, as he saw Michael stand, this great prince of Israel, and he stood for the children of the house of Israel, and as Yahweh uttered the words, and the profound words of his mouth, he proclaimed unto Daniel that there shall be a time of trouble, such as was never was a nation, even to that same time. He said that there shall be a time that the people shall be delivered, and only those whose names are found written in the Lamb's Book of Life. This nation and the nations of the world have not seen the troubles that shall overpower the nations. It shall be such a trouble, a vexation of the soul of man, that the hearts of men will fail them for the fear and the things that are coming upon the face of the earth. There shall be great distress and perplexity of nation. The heart of man shall fail him, for he has not trusted in the laws that Yahweh has written in the heart and in the inward parts of a man's soul, that he may know the validity of Almighty Yahweh. And understanding that, then he would honor the Father. A nation that has no honor for Yahweh, they honor every kind of pagan god, every kind of pagan deity. And then what a fallacy, what a deceitful lie, that they have translated the name of Yahshua, Messiah, into the name of Christo, or Jesus. That is a pagan deception of hell. It is not the name of the Son, for the Son came in the Father's name, that man may know the Yorkshire, the salvation, the Savior of man. And that is only Yahweh. You can never come in the name of Allah Akbar, God is great. You can never come in the name of Krishna or Crusoe. You can only come in the name of Yahweh. And He is our Savior. He is our deliverer. And Messiah, Yeshua, is the hope of that great mighty deliverance that shall be delivered unto the house, and the true lineage of Israel shall be delivered by the mighty hand of Almighty Yahweh. A time of great perplexities, their riches and their gold and silver shall not purchase their souls from the wrath of Yahweh. It behooves us that we ought to be about our Father's activities, doing those things that are based upon the principles of the laws of Yahweh, and not upon your bylaws. The bylaws of the Lutherans, the bylaws of the Baptists, the bylaws of the Methodists and Presbyterians, that is how the Anglicans, because of their bylaws, they can ordain a full-fledged beast of hell, a man that is filled with every kind of vile, corrupt, demonic power there is. They call him their Bishop Eugene Robinson. He is a agent of hell, and the established order of the Anglicans that allow this vile thing of hell, and yet they say that they are the assembly, they are the tabernacle of darkness. They are the church. Believe me, they are not the house of Yahweh. For Messiah said that the assembly of Yahweh shall be built by the hand of Yahweh, that is by the strength of His laws, they shall be established, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. You tell me, my friends, that these that declare that they know, quote, God, unquote, and this vile thing that calls himself a half-man and a half-woman, a beastly nature, yet that one vile spirit overtook an order that would boast of the longevity of their established edifices, the riches and wealth of their whorehouse. Yet this one perverted thing that calls himself a homosexual, I call him a witch, a beastly, forgive me, Yahweh, he is not even a beastly thing. For the beast of the field will not do these things like the dogs of hell will do. And yet this one little vile thing of hell, we believe that those that are of their organized religious mess believe that they have the power of Almighty Yahweh. They have the power of their God. Satan is their God. That is why the Anglicans could do nothing against this pervert. That's why they had no power to resist him. Because Yahweh has given that over to the powers of hell. For their doctrine is based on lies. Just like the Church of God, the apostolics, and all of them, they're based upon division of men. They're based upon covetousness, greed, and lust. They're not based upon the laws of Yahweh. They reject the name of Yahweh. They will not keep the Shabbat. They keep their religious laws, their bylaws. That is why in their traditions and their bylaws, they were able to ordain a pervert of darkness and said that he is a bishop. He's a vile, evil, corrupt thing from hell. That is why Yahweh says the time of deliverance shall only be unto the house of Israel, those that are found written in the book of life. And if they are not found in that book, they shall be destroyed into everlasting darkness in the abyss of hell. Men do not leave in the terror and the wrath of Yahweh, because this religious whore has taught them things differently. Daniel said, he said, and many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth, he said, they shall be awakened, some to everlasting life, some to everlasting shame, and everlasting contempt. They should be brought to reproach. They should be an abhorrent thing. They should not stand before the very power of Yahweh and His magnificent honor, that His name shall be extolled, and the beauty of His great reign of His power, His kingdom, shall be acknowledged. And they shall come alive because Yahweh shall speak, and even the dust of the earth shall yield up those that have died. And He said this to us, and they shall be wise, and shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they shall turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. We're in that end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Daniel said, I stood and I looked, and behold, there stood other two. The one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be the end of these wonders? How long shall it be before this time and the wonders of the great manifestation, these feats, these extraordinary things that are difficult to understand, how long shall it be to the end of these profound happenings? And I heard a man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto the heavens, and he declared by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times and a half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O mighty ruler and king, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end. There are things that Yahweh has sealed until the time of the end, because this generation is a very vile, wicked one. They have corrupted the very words of Yahweh. Their minds are vile. They have corrupted all of His laws, that they defy the laws of Yahweh. And these things, or the words of revelation and truth, have been closed up until the time of the end. That is why the very profound name of the Father is being revealed unto the nations and the world. And men know that the Father has a name. My friends, His name could never be Lord or God. He is the mighty one of Israel, and the word God does not descriptively describe who He is. Because if that's the case, Scripture calls Shaitan the God of the world. If this truth is hidden from you, my friend, it is because the God of this world has blinded your eyes. As Satan said unto Adam and Eve, the day that you disobey Yahweh, that you eat of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, then you will become God, knowing the difference between that which is good and evil. And that is the declaration of the one, of those that call themselves gods. Yahweh is the mighty one, and only his name can express whom he is, nor the superlative adjective. He is Yahweh. And his name is not Lord or God. It is not Jehovah, that crop name. It is not Jesus or Jesus. Those corrupt identities of the mighty one of Israel, it is not so. His name can never be translated. It is transliterated. It is the same forever and ever. He says that my name is forever and ever. He has an everlasting name. Close up the seal to the time of the end. There is an end that is coming upon the face of the earth, my friends. America, she shall fall. These things that we are beginning to see manifested. This is not some new thing with what the Anglicans have done. I expect these things. For every kind of vile thing is permitted in these houses of ill repute. They are of the daughters, or they are the daughters of this Jezebel. They of the nature of this whore, this Roman Catholicism that defies the very power and the strength of Almighty Yahweh. Many shall be purified and made white, and they shall be dry. Our faith, the testing of our faith, we shall be tried. They shall be refined. They're going to be brought down, whereby there will be no resistance to Yahweh. But it is one sure thing that the wicked shall do wickedly. And the wicked, none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. The man that is wise, man that is prudent, man that walks in the proper laws of Yahweh, only that one shall understand. For this is the hour that we are in. It is an hour of great wickedness. It is a time whereby the spirit of man that rules in the mind and the spirit of man, then he will establish his own righteousness. And that is what has happened. That is why the Episcopalians have their own righteousness and say it is perfectly fine for a homosexual, a vile, unbeastly person to rule, to counsel their sons and their daughters. Something is wrong with their minds. That is not the mind of Yahweh. You tell me that the father will receive counsel of some pervert? We have the mind of Yahweh. For Messiah imparted that mind into us, as he said, I will pray to the Father, and he will send another comforter, and he shall abide with you forever. And that is the Kudush Ruah, the spirit of Yahweh. How can the mind of Yahweh give itself over unto vile things, things that are so evil that they ought not to be named amongst a civilized people? For they have forgotten the laws of Yahweh. And so they walk in their own corrupt minds of righteousness, the way that seemeth right unto a man. And all the ways of a man are pure in his own sight. And yet Yahweh, he pondereth the spirit. He shows a man he balance the spirit and to search for balance, the righteous laws of Yahweh. And that is the only balance of a man's spirit, the laws of Yahweh. The words came unto Ezekiel, the word of Yahweh. And he said unto him, he said unto Ezekiel, he's a son of man, Thus saith the Almighty Yahweh unto the land of Israel. He said, and in the end is come upon the four corners of the land. We don't believe that the end is coming upon the four corners of the land. It's going to overtake this world and the nations of the world. The end, whereby darkness shall ensue. There shall be no light of the power of Yahweh. Might abide and shall be filled with every kind of vile spirit, every kind of devil power there is, whereby he will rise up against the spirit of Yahweh. His conscience shall be defiled. His spirit, low of it. There shall be no rule of righteousness at all in that man. But he will walk by his own bylaws. As the Anglicans, the Church of God, these men that must debate whether a pervert, a homosexual, can be ordained as a layman, a leader, they must ordain whether a woman, she has no authority to usurp that kind or take authority and jurisdiction over a man. Yahweh never intended that. These are laws that have been established by corrupt men. And that is why this corrupt thing that we call and you call, quote, the church, unquote, it is a house of ill repute. It is a house of sodomy. And that's why you have the sodomites. You have every kind of foul thing. She sleeps in bed with every kind of spirit, just like Israel. Under every bay tree, she went looking for a lover. She went looking and seeking a lover. Yet, she rejected Yahweh, and she never found a lover. And that is the state of America. Now is the end come upon thee. Yahweh said, and I will send my anger upon you, and will judge you according to thy ways, and will repay you for all thine abomination. For all of your filthiness, your lewdness, your unclean rituals, your rites, all of these pagan rituals that take place on the first day, on their sun day, their sun deity, their pagan practices of mithraism, and all kinds of things that defy the power of Yahweh. He said, I'm going to repay you for all that abomination. Yahweh says, and my eyes shall not spare you, neither will I have pity. But I will repay your ways upon you. You have done them. And thy abomination shall be in the midst of you. And you will know that I am Yahweh. Thus saith Yahweh. And evil, and only evil, behold, is come. He said, you're going to know that I'm Yahweh. And you're going to declare my name. For every eye, for every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that he is Yahweh. Not he is Lord, but that he is Yahweh. And this nation, and all of her deceit, lies. A filthy agenda. She has forsaken Yahweh. She has forgotten Yahweh. She is not in love with the one that has given her liberty, whereby she can lift her hands to praise him. She is not in love with him. Everything that a man conceived today, he constitutes that by his own laws. All kinds of filthy, evil things are transpiring, and it is not of your way. I do want to get back to that. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. the Voice of Victory broadcast. We want to hear from you, our friends, you that are receiving this broadcast tonight. Listen to me. It is vitally important that I hear from you. We do want to understand the breadth and the reach of this broadcast. You that are listening tonight at this time, will you pick up the telephone and give me a call? You call me at area code 843-658-6222. You can call that telephone number now. You leave your name, your address, your zip code. We want to hear from you so we can have an understanding of the outreach of this broadcast. You call me at area code 843-658-6222. You leave your name, your address, and zip code. You that are listening, we do want to hear from you tonight that we may understand with clarity where the broadcast is reaching. You can also log on to the internet and leave us a note there. You log on at www.yahwehsword, YAHWEHSWORD, yahwehsword.org. Go to our guest page and leave us a note. And if you desire this book, leave your name, address, and zip code. I would love to hear from you tonight to know how the frequency is coming into your area. Let me know. Give us some information as the clarity of this frequency, and we will bless you for that. You can call now, area code 843-658-6222. You tell us where the frequency is coming in. Leave your name, address, and zip code. You that have access to internet, you can log on to www.yahwehsword.org. Go to our guest column and leave your name, address, zip code. We do want to hear from you, and I will repeat that a few times during this broadcast tonight. It is broadcast locally here in Jefferson, South Carolina. Will you go to the telephone and let Pastor Roberts know that the broadcast is coming in? Let us know how the broadcast is coming in. What an hour! And a wonderful time it is to be saints of the Most High, for we trust in Yahweh. Our confidence is not in this earthly, or the earthly riches, the things of the earth. We know that we have an eternal dwelling, and that is with Almighty Yahweh, where His kingdom shall be established upon the earth. We shall abide or live and be with Him throughout eternity. And that is the hope of the saints. And Messiah gave us assurance of that hope. An evil generation, a time whereby much evil is manifested upon the face of the earth. Humanistic secularism in the schools, teaching your children how to do things that are so vile and so corrupt. Teaching them how to receive or to accept homosexuality and things of that nature. You parents that say you love Yahweh, your children should not be in these vile, corrupt institutions that corrupt their morality, their minds, and their spirit. But there is no love for you if they reject your laws. Your sons and daughters, their minds will be shaped by the laws of Yahweh and by a pure and righteous standard. They are giving your sons and daughters over to all kinds of illegitimate things. Your daughters losing their purity at young ages because of all of these secular things that have been taught an evil generation. And the end has come upon the four corners of the world. This nation spreads every kind of vile filth there is throughout the nations of the world. Her unclean ways, her vile, satanic, hideous creation of movies and things like that. She stole these ones as virtuous ones, like the Britney Spears and the Michael Jacksons, vile, evil things. And they give your children over on to the seduction of these demonic devil powers, whereby they are enraptured by them, and they can sell them cows dung. That is how they're taking the minds of your children. They are establishing idols, icons, and gods. They're giving your children over unto these gods. And your sons and your daughters, with obeisances, they bow down and they worship fleshly creatures of the flesh. Yet there is no honor for Yahweh. My friends, you parents, I will not have my son or daughter in the midst of these secular, humanistic organizations that defy the word of Yahweh, that curse the very truth of Yahweh, and denounces the son Yahshua. I will not give my daughter and son over unto a pervert, a homosexual, teaching them how to do things that are so vile and so evil. A woman that doesn't even know she's a woman. A man is so convoluted and twisted, she literally thinks she's a man. What a corrupt mentality that is. Yahweh made a man and a woman. You should not give your children over unto this. The books in the public libraries, how to be a homosexual, how to do things that are so evil and corrupt. And you parents don't even know your sons and daughters are given over unto that. Now raise up this demonic power out of Britain. This Harry Potter, this J. Rowling, a billionaire, over their spirit, because men are seduced by it. And many will say it's not something that is of witchcraft, because their minds are evil and they don't know. Parents, you're going to stand before Yahweh in judgment. You do not do the righteous thing. That's why you need to love Yahweh. These organizations have failed the house of Yahweh. The Baptists, the Methodists, the Church of God, the TBNs, all of them. They have failed the house. They have espoused doctrines that are such deception. They have allowed this humanistic form of satanic worship to enter in. Rock, rap, secular music causes the bodies to gyrate, and they say that it is the Holy Ghost. I believe that it is a ghost, but it's not the Kodush Ru'ah of Yahweh. It is not His anointing. Yahweh said unto Amos, He said to Amos, "What seest thou?" And Amos said, "I see a basket of summer fruit." Then Yahweh said unto him, "The end is come upon my people Yisrael, and I will not again pass by them anymore." He's not going to pass by Yisrael anymore. He has warned. He has exalted, lifted her up, given her riches. Yet she will not adhere or obey the laws, the commandments of Yahweh. She has gone about her own way, traversing throughout the land, espousing her own deceitful lies and sin. Yahweh say the end is come. I will not give her another chance. He's not going to do it. He said, "There's a song in the house. She'll be howling in that day," says Yahweh. He said, "There are going to be many dead bodies in every place. They shall cast them forth with silent. There shall be so many dead they won't cry. There will be no mourning and no weeping. We're in a tremendous time of great vexation upon the souls of men. We cannot deny Yahweh. We cannot deny His truth. We pay these deceitful liars, men to satisfy your flesh, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars a year to deceive you. Yet what about if Yahweh stand with the profound proclamation of truth? Yet people reject that because it's not accustomed, they are not accustomed to that type of preaching. It does not satisfy their palate. So they want someone to tell them Jesus in the morning and Jesus in the evening. I say to you that the name Jesus is not a true identity of Yahweh. His name identifies His power and whom He is. And the name Jesus is a relative new name, less than 500 years old. It came out of the Greek idiom, pagan, Jesus. Men can say what they want to. They can say it's not pagan, but it is pagan. There's only one name. And that name, Yahweh, is honored in the Son. No other name. No, it's not He says. It is not Yeshua, but Yahweh says. He is the Yoshak. He is the Savior of man. We need to understand that. You're not going into the kingdom. You defy the laws of Yahweh. The scripture says that any man that take the name of Yahweh in vain, Yahweh said that man shall not be guiltless. What do you mean, Pastor Roberts, to say that the name of Yahweh is worthless? It's a lie? It's a deception? Tell me, my friend, what is the Father's name? You tell me Messiah told us to pray our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. What is the name that is holy? Is it Lord? You got all kinds of barons today, and Lord of London, Lord, drug lord. What name is hallowed? Ah, my friends, I know that many are cowardly, and they are afraid to say anything. Men are afraid. They're afraid to speak the truth. Because they're afraid to lose their fine automobiles, their homes, their exuberant bank account, and their lustful and luscious way of lifestyle where they spin, they're afraid. And so they will lead the blind because they know they're blind, and they are blind, and they cannot open the eyes of the blind. I tell you the truth. The Father has a name. It is not Crusoe or Christ. His name is Yahweh, and the Son came to show us the strength of Yah, whom He is, and the power of His deliverance. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast. I want to hear from you. You that are listening at this time, wherever you are, will you call me? You call me at area code 843-658-6222. Call, leave your name, address, and your zip code. I need to hear from you, my friends. Or you can log on to our website, www.yahwehsword.org. Go to our guest page and leave us your name, address, zip code. Let us know where the broadcast is coming in. We have a live stream 24 hours a day at our website. Originates here at Victory Community in Jefferson, South Carolina. It's a stream that goes 24 hours a day that you can hear our broadcast 24 hours a day. Every day of the week, 7 days a week, a live stream from our server here at the Voice of Victory. You go to our website, www.yahwehsword.org. We have many messages that you may listen to, download them, make copies, give them to your friends or those that you desire to hear this profound truth of this hour, they are free of charge. Take all that you want. You go to our website, www.yourwaysword.org. If you go, leave us a comment. Tell us how the site is serving you and how it can serve you better. And we will appreciate that greatly. We want to hear from you tonight. We want to know the clarity, how the frequency is coming into your area. I would appreciate that. Will you do that for Pastor Roberts? Pick up the telephone and call now. Area code 843-658-6222. You that will call and leave that information, give us that information, your name, address, and zip. We want to hear from you, our listeners, our friends, our enemies as well. That's all right. That oppose this truth, that is fine. We are pressing on at a time whereby it is going to take the great strength of Yahweh to deliver us. As he did with the house of Israel, he brought them out of the great bondage of Egypt. Yet, they continued in their sins and their corruption. And what we must do, those things being written for our learning and an example for us, we must obey what Yahweh has written unto us in his charge, that we will not fall to the same deception. We hear the wars and the rumors of wars, yet Yahweh says, the time of the trouble is not yet, for there are things that must come to pass, but the end is not yet. We see the nations rising up against nations. We see America just going to a nation, a sovereign nation, and destroyed it. It will never rise. She is a confused land, just like this nation. Our president says she has weapons of mass destruction. And now he's saying that he had a conversation with Al-Qaeda and bin Laden. And yet many of these things that transpire, the corruption of these men, I do not put it past them conjuring up and doing things to excite the American masses. Because it is such an ignorant nation America is, she can be sold anything. This nation can be sold anything. And she literally receives that. She accepts that. She lives in fantasy. That's why they have on these television networks all these fantasy programs. People love that. They don't deal with reality in this nation. Because they don't know what it is to go without things that are needed for their biological, physical bodies. They don't understand the hurt and the pain that many nations go through. They don't understand lack at all because this is a nation that discards and throw away. She has no conscience of those kinds of things. And she soothes herself in her own self-righteousness. This is an evil time that we are in, brothers and sisters. It's a time of great evil. And the great wrath of Yahweh shall be poured out upon the land. We know that we are near that time. And the time is upon us. We that are purchased by the blood of Messiah, by that great work of Almighty Yahweh, we must press on into the kingdom. That we will walk righteously and fruitfully before Almighty Yahweh. We do not want to be like the Cains. We want to be like the Abels. Cain, in the process of time, he brought forth fruit of the ground to offer unto Yahweh. And Abel also brought the firstling, or the first of his flock, and the fat thereof. And the scripture says, Yahweh had honor or respect unto Abel's offering, but Cain's offering, he had no respect. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. Yahweh asked him, why are you angry, Cain? Why has your countenance fallen? He said, thou dost well if you do right. You shall, and your gift shall be accepted. We must do right in this nation. There is no time to get it right. She's gone beyond the state of repentance. I know what these charlatan liars and deceivers tell the masses of the people all the time. 2004 is the year of the door being open of prosperity. And they speak these deceitful lies. They are doctrines based upon the power and deception of hell. That is what Shaitan did with Messiah. He showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And he told him, all these things will I give you because it's in my power to do so. I just ask one thing. You bow down and you worship me. And man is worshiping the creature today more than the creator. He loves creature things. And things that make his flesh feel good. He doesn't love the things that cause his flesh to be destroyed. He doesn't want it to be crucified. Messiah commands us to crucify our flesh with the affections and the lust thereof. A man will not do that. He's holding on to his corrupt and evil ways that destroy his heart from loving Yahweh. My friend, Yahweh is real. He's not some kind of mystical God, Yahweh. There are hundreds of millions of gods, but there is only one mighty one. And his name is Yahweh. He cannot be identified with a demonic, satanic, unclean spirit. You cannot call them gods and call him God. You said, well, it's a small g and a big g. The meaning is the same. None whatsoever. That doesn't mean that it's him because it's a capital G. His name is Yahweh. And that is the only name. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Robert. I'm speaking to my audience and my listeners. I do want to hear from you, my friends. I'm simply asking you to pick up your telephone and give me a call. Let me know the clarity of the frequency, and I will bless you for that. You call me at area code 843-658-6222. You call me, leave your name, address, and zip code, and you can call now. You call that telephone number now. Area code 843-658-6222. Leave your name, address, and zip code. You can call now. You that have access to internet, log on to our website, www.yahwehsword.org, or .com. You log on, you go to our guest page, you leave your name, address, and zip code, and do leave a brief message. Let us know how the broadcast is coming in. We have a live stream 24 hours a day on our web server that originate directly from the Voice of Victory broadcast here at Victory Community. And you can go on any time of the day, any time of the night. And there is always sound preaching, words of faith and confidence, singing songs of praise unto Yahweh that will bless your heart. You go to our website, www.yahwehsword.org. You will find these things. You will find many things concerning a community life of Yahweh's people that he intends for us to live and that he has ordained this way for us to live. Please call me. Let us know how the broadcast is coming in. We must be sincere in this hour. We cannot continue to support those things that do not expose the workings of darkness and hell and show us the righteous truth of Yahweh. Bring us to the fullness of His light, that we understand what He commands us to do by His laws, the prophets, what Moshe said unto us. So we need to understand those things, brothers and sisters. We do. You can write me as well. You that do not have access to internet or a telephone, write me. Address your letter to me, Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R, S-O-N, Jefferson, South Carolina, S-C-2-9-7-1-8, U-S-A. You that will write me, we're not trying to establish a mailing list such to inquire of funds. We believe that if you always bless your heart tonight, you send a gift and an offering to bless the labor and the work of Yahweh's servant. But there are those in prison that write, and they hear the broadcast, and so we do want to give them opportunity. That's why they give you this address. You that are have no telephone or internet, write me, Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, Jefferson, South Carolina, 29718, USA. You that will write me, but you that have access to telephone and internet, call me tonight and let me know how the broadcast is coming into your area. Pick the telephone up. You are listening. The broadcast has blessed you. Or if it hasn't, just let me know how the clarity of the frequency and how it is coming in. And we will bless you for that. We bless you, Yahweh, for your attentiveness tonight. We pray that Yahweh bless you mightily and give you great strength and peace of mind. Until you hear from us again, we pray that the Shalom, Yahweh rest upon you mightily and His strength fill your heart. Shalom.